Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. What do women tell ourselves when it comes to money? What money tunes, messages play in our heads? With a family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. If you're frustrated and feel that you just can't do the right thing when it comes to managing your personal finances, it could be that you need a new financial tune. I think it is very important that women examine what we tell ourselves about money because we need a very clear picture about our money goals. For many women, the picture is too vague, and it's not accompanied by a plan. Yes, I am big on planning, I'm big on setting an attainment goal, and I'm big on meeting the attainment date. Now, if there are good reasons for having to change the date or reshape the goal due to changing circumstances, that's just fine. But then review, refocus, and reset. Otherwise, you'll be in danger of losing sight of your big money picture. Motivated people use their goals for motivation rather than deprivation. So you want the money tune that plays in your head to be upbeat with a melody that repeats, "This is how I do it." Get a very clear picture of your money goal. Figure out how much it costs. Determine what usually knocks you off course, and be sure your financial personality is figured into your plan. In fact, let's talk a little bit about this point in more depth. By your financial personality, I mean if you know you have a problem, such as going to the ATM randomly and too frequently, your plan should include determining how much cash you actually need for the week, withdrawing that amount, and making it last. It should also include that you commit to use only your own bank's ATM. That way, you avoid additional fees that are charged when you access what's referred to as a foreign bank, meaning not your own, and that will save you money. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.